From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. And this summer, like most, has been awash in movie blockbusters.
Gentlemen, I want to introduce you to my friend, Optimus Prime.
Elizabeth, will you marry me?
Every great wizard in history has started out as nothing more than what we are now. If they can do it, why not us?
There's the latest Harry Potter, there's the latest Pirates of the Caribbean, there's Transformers, just to name a few. We've now arrived at the dog days of summer, which is often a dead zone cinematically, because normally Hollywood studios release fewer pictures toward the end of the summer, and usually movies for which they don't have very high hopes. Well, this year, NPR movie critic Bob Mondello has noticed a change, and he's here to talk with us about it. Hello, Bob.
Hi.
What's up?
Well, what's happened is that the big pictures have spread out across the summer. In the old days, everything opened as close to Memorial Day as it could, so it would have time to play out. And so I could always schedule my vacation for right after the 4th of July because everything had basically opened. This year, by doing that, I missed Harry Potter, I missed The Simpsons, I missed The Bourne Ultimatum. I mean, there is a logic to all this because pictures that opened late in the summer almost never did very well. There's only one picture that's ever opened in the last couple of weeks of August that has topped $100 million, and that was The 40-Year-Old Virgin, and it just barely topped it.
So. Well, if that's been the case for a while, why this change suddenly toward a different strategy?
Well, films used to open early in the summer because they'd need 8 to 10 weeks to play themselves out. And that's no longer so true. I mean, basically, the window of opportunity for a picture has shortened to about 3 weeks. Most big blockbusters make 80% of all the money they take in the first 3 weeks they're out in theaters. So there, you don't need as much time, and so pictures can open later.
But is that because the movie's just taken out of the movie theaters after 3 weeks, or there are so many new movies coming in, or why is it different?
It's because more movies are coming in because pictures play themselves out quickly if you open them in more theaters. What used to happen is that they would open in like 1,000 theaters. That was a big run. These days, a big run is more like 4,000 theaters, and Harry Potter opened in 5,000. At that point, of course, it's going to play out quickly.
So blockbusters in July and August is potentially good for Hollywood, for business,
right,
for audiences?
Well, it sort of means that you can go to movies in August. I mean, you used to... I remember when Steven Spielberg brought out Saving Private Ryan, people thought he was nuts for opening it as late as he did in the summer because there wasn't anything during that period. Now, there's lots to see. I mean, and he opened that in late July.
Well, this August... I'll recommend The Bourne Ultimatum. What do you recommend?
Well, I quite liked Superbad. I had a good time at it. I mean, it's filthy, but it's very funny. I like there's a little picture called Rocket Science about a boy who stutters in school and wants to be on the debate team. I liked Death at a Funeral. I liked Resurrecting the Champ is a nice picture that's opening this weekend. And The Hottest State I liked quite a lot. There's a documentary called The 11th Hour about how dangerous the climate is. And I've even heard good things about Halloween, although I haven't caught it yet. Halloween 2007, which I hope does not mean that this is the 2006 sequel.
But it's coming out in Halloween in late August or early September?
Well, I think if you're going to move Christmas back to October, you kind of have to move Halloween forward.
Halloween back too. Thank you, Bob.
It's always a pleasure.
It's our movie critic, Bob Mondello.